نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Covenants based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. Our focus presently is on the first sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And in Nahjul Balagha, and in this sermon, Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about certain characteristics of the Holy Quran, of the verses of the Holy Quran. And there he also explains the role of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in teaching and explaining the Quran and in explaining those verses of the Holy Quran. And previously we mentioned that Imam Ali alayhi salam says that these verses of the Quran include وَرُخَصَهُ وَعَزَائِمَهُ وَخَاصَّهُ وَعَامَّهُ, that the verses of the Quran are different types. Some of them are, they bring about an obligation or a necessitation, while others bring about a permissibility. Or other verses are general, while others are specific. We discussed about those in the previous session. Today we are going to focus on this particular phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says وَعِبَرَهُ وَأَمْثَالَهُ, that in the Quran there are certain verses that are lessons, that explain some lessons, while others are similitudes and examples. All of these are things that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has a duty to explain to the people.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge. We said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu, we said that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions various different characteristics of the verses of the Holy Quran, various different types of the verses of the Holy Quran. And one of them is that the verses of the Quran have verses that give lessons, that explain lessons. عِبَرَهُ وَأَمْثَالَهُ. And verses that have examples and similitudes, and the Prophet explains those lessons. For example, he sits with the people and explains and expounds on those lessons. وَأَمْثَالَهُ, and there are certain similitudes and examples that are there in the Quran, which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explains to the people. You know, the examples are many. That when you look at the lessons that are there in the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes certain societies, certain communities, that were, let's say, sinful. And because of those sins, the communities became weak. And later on, they got destroyed. Or other communities had some wonderful traits and qualities. And because of those communities grew and became strong. There were other communities that were very strong and very much loved. But then those communities lost everything that they had, like the Bani Israel. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the Israeli regime right now follows exactly those footsteps. And you can see how they have become a very abhorred group of people, unfortunately, because of their actions. We're not talking about the Jews. The Jews are good people. Many of them are good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions in the Holy Quran. We're talking about this specific Zionist thinking that is there because of that thinking that has actually been something that they have inherited from the evil groups of Jews that were there in the past, unfortunately. Then you can see that the history is repeating. So the Quran and the Holy Prophet ﷺ was explaining these lessons that are there in the verses of the Quran. And other examples that are there, you can see if you read the Quran, there are various examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, and the Prophet in various areas, of course, was explaining those examples. So this is one of the aspects that is there in the Quran.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. There's another characteristic of the Holy. One of the other characteristics of the Holy Quran is the fact that the Quran has got certain verses that are mursal and certain verses that are mahdud, which Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Wa mursalahu wa mahdudahu," that the Prophet had the duty to explain and expound these verses. Some that are mursal, while some that are mahdud. What do we mean by mursal and mahdud? Mursal verses are those that are unconditional. That means that the law that has come regarding a certain issue is not a conditional law. So for example, let me give you an example. In the Quran, there are verses that talk about itqur raqaba, that means to free a slave. You see, when freeing a slave, this hukm or this law of freeing a slave is not conditional. That means it's not. It doesn't mean that you free a slave who is a Muslim, or free a slave who is a man, or free a slave who is a woman. No, it's not a conditional thing. That means any slave, you have to free that slave. For example, when you perform an action that requires a penalty, one of those penalties is to free a slave. The obligation of freeing a slave. And that was a system basically of Islam to slowly abrogate slavery completely from the society. That was the aim of basically these rulings. Anyways, that's another topic. But this ruling is basically a mursal ruling. That means it's not conditional to a specific type of slave or a specific condition in a slave. No, when there is a slave, that slave has to be freed. But there are certain verses that are mahdud. That means they are conditional to specific states, okay? And unless there is that specific state, then only that ruling applies. And so these are the different types of verses that are there in the Quran. And the Prophet comes and explains those different aspects of the Holy Book. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in this holy month, Allah gives us the opportunity and the ability to ponder upon the verses of the Quran and apply them in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل الفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.